people daily, happy, sad, angry, calm, unsure, and yelling at other people, or aggressively driving or working. My thing is, how do you really feel? Do you know that your frustration has nothing to do with the people that you're going to pass today, that you're going to exchange words with today, or the people on your way to work, or the people at the store where you're buying your lunch for the day? Are you upset at something that happened years ago, months ago, last week, or this morning with someone in your home to the point where everybody else has to get that negative ass energy? And I say that because so many people put the acts of others or the way that they don't know how to deal with conflict in their lives on social media. They give that energy to people they work with. And people in their lives ain't asked for it. And to be in your late 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and being miserable by yourself, but forcing everybody else to have to deal with the fact that you're the reason why you're miserable is insane to me. Like, do what you need to do to fix that shit before you come out into society. Because people who didn't hurt you don't deserve your negativity. They don't deserve that energy that you're dragging everywhere with you. They don't deserve to deal with the fact that you're not emotionally intelligent. And shout out to the people who are self-aware. Shout out to the people who can tell people, hey, today I'm very bitchy, or today I'm not my best. Please keep the interaction at a low. I'm not in a great mood. So people can know how to move around you. And so today I'm talking about people who are emotionally sloppy and think everybody has to deal with their shit that they can't get together because they don't. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. PSA. People at a workplace, when you're talking to other people and you purposely spell their name wrong, instantly I'm thinking that you want to fight because my name is all over the screen and the email. Why the fuck are you spelling my name wrong? Secondly, if you spent over 10 to 20 minutes getting on someone's nerves, purposely not understanding what they're clearly explaining to you because you don't want to understand, know that when we end the conversation, do not hit me with a thank you so very much. You've been so helpful today. Because I'm not going to say shit to you, and I'm going to end the conversation and move on to the next person that needs my help today. I can't stand passive aggressive people in a workplace. When I get my review quarterly or at the end of the year from my supervisor, one, I don't give a fuck about how y'all want to grade me as far as how I speak to these rude ass people at work, because I don't have any problems with people at work, just people who are rude, passive aggressive, or make simple shit hard. I have to talk to people who purposely don't want to do their job, don't want to understand, and I'm not going to nice you to death while you're being fucking rude. And I think a lot of jobs want someone that's going to be nice and excuse a lot of bullshit in the workplace. And I'm not one of those people. So if the level of metrics is like 1 through 5, 5 being the best, and you say my metrics is a 3 or my metrics is a 4, I don't give a fuck. Am I doing my job? Yes. Am I dependable? Yes. Do I show up for work on time? Yes. Do I go to my breaks on time? Yes. Do I understand how to do my job? Yes. Do I help these motherfucking people? Yes. Then leave me the fuck alone, because a lot of these jobs really feel like you're supposed to get so excited about the raises they give you. Ain't nobody giving no raise that's substantial to anything. If inflation keeps going the fuck up and you're telling me that you're giving me a raise of X, Y, and Z, it's not really you giving me a raise. It's you trying to match the new living wage, because the living wage has changed. It's not a fucking raise. A raise would be there is no inflation and now you want to add more money into my check. But if inflation is going up and my pay is going up, quote unquote, due to a raise, no, bitch, my pay is going up because the motherfucking living arrangements in life is higher. So it's not a raise, because nothing has gone up. If the fucking monkey's on my back and you give me money because the monkey's on my back, you just matching the motherfucking monkey. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me started in this corporate bullshit, because this corporate shit is bullshit. The fact that all these jobs want to take off, the fact that you need a bachelor's degree in order to get a job now that people are in fucking debt due to going to fucking college to get these degrees so they can have a better job. Y'all should excuse people's debt. If y'all gonna have the nerve to take that off as a requirement, excuse people's debt then. But y'all not gonna do that because y'all full of shit. Anyway, emotionally unstable people need to seek professional help. Look at me. Being a pot called the kettle black after that outburst. But not all social media or people at work want to hear your bullshit. We don't need to know your business outside of work. You're better off being at work and no one knowing your fucking business. Be a fucking mystery hoe. Because you just look unstable and sloppy to other people when you're crying at your desk, when you're using your cell phone at your desk and you're not supposed to, and you're yelling at this person that you're in a relationship with, or your kids are calling you and you forgot to turn off your ringer. Every fucking day you forget to turn off your ringer? No, let's be for real. Like, you don't care about the fact that your ringer is not supposed to be on. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. And you're at work and it's supposed to be quiet. There's a lot of people that don't fucking care about coming to work on time. There's a lot of people that don't fucking care about doing the work correctly. There's a lot of fucking people that don't care about reading the shit that's right in front of them and will rather sit on a fucking phone call for 25 minutes to get somebody and to give that person their fucking irritation of the fact that it took 25 fucking minutes for them to say the same shit that the bill says, ho. And that's why checking yourself is a fucking art. Like, I know when my energy that I'm about to give somebody is off. I know when I'm about to be rude. I know when something could be said a better way. But I ask myself, does this person deserve for me to say this a better way? No, the fuck they don't. And I proceed. But I'm willing to deal with what happens after I proceed, which is why it's rare that I put myself in a position to have to apologize. Relax. I'm going to tell you the rest after these messages. Jeez. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? Because I'm a person that thinks it through. If I did it or if I'm going to do it, I bet you I'm not going to apologize after I done it. Because my intentions were to do what I did. This is why when people be like, I cheated and I apologize, that apology ain't shit. Because you did it with intentions. So don't apologize for it. Just say, I'm so upset that you caught me. I'm just mad that you caught me. I'm not sorry I did it because I got my nut. Or I had a great time with that person last night. Or their dick smells better than yours. Like, it's always something why you did what you did. And if you do things with intention, you wouldn't have to put yourself in a position to have to apologize to somebody. And I'm really great at not putting myself in positions where I have to apologize to people, because I'm going to tell you straight up. Because straight up, how I was feeling before I did what I did made what I did justifiable to me. You know what I'm saying? So try that. Try moving with intentions and putting yourself in a position to not have to apologize. Because checking yourself is an art. Being honest with yourself is an art. Knowing how to separate your emotions from someone who doesn't deserve your emotions is an art. Knowing that the person that you just fuck doesn't deserve empathy in other areas of your life or vice versa, don't call them when your emotions are not in check. Don't see about them when you just want to vent, because I'm telling you, they don't give a fuck about what you're venting about. They're looking to get a nut. If it was where you want to talk to them unless you guys could be in a relationship, I bet you they want to answer the phone. I bet you they want to show up. And so check your emotions, because y'all be putting your emotions in places where it doesn't deserve to be. Going into work upset and making it everyone else's problem is careless and irresponsible. I need people to stop doing it. Take your ass to the bathroom, wipe your face, and come back onto the floor and do your fucking job and go home. You're going to have to take some ownership that you are the problem sometimes. You're going to have to take some ownership that your negative energy is traveling fast. You're going to have to take some ownership in the fact that you don't think through the real issues, because that's too much like right, or that will involve you doing some work. That lady that cut you off is probably having a fucked up day. You don't have to chase her, okay? Being highly emotional and sensitive, yet bullying people and cracking jokes on people may not be wise, okay? Because I know some people that if you come at them sideways, they're going to come at you sideways. They're going to come from you at you from the top. They're going to come at you from the bottom, and you're not going to be ready for that shit. So keep your thoughts to yourself. And there's a lot of people that only want to befriend you because they feel like if they don't befriend you, you would become an enemy and you're just easier to have as a fake friend. And that's the reality of the situation. And it's not just women. It works with men too. There's a lot of men upset that the girl you're dating or the girl you're about to marry, they feel like you don't deserve. And that's straight up. Men do it. Women do it. Learn to be in tune with how you feel and learn how to explain how you feel without fucking crying. Don't let it become your personality. Don't let people think about your name and be like, oh yeah, the crybaby. Oh yeah, the one that's always yelling at work. Oh yeah, the one that's always having relationship issues and everybody know their relationship issues. Or they have marriage issues. And this is why I would never fuck with somebody that I work with. And this is why I would never date somebody from my job. Because I'd be damned if I gotta see you when I gotta go to work. Like, that's insane to me. You will never find me with a marriage story about how I met my husband at work. I don't want to meet my husband at work. I don't want to work with my husband like that. That's too much. But, you know, to each their own. But yeah, please emotionally check yourself. A lot of y'all are out here being emotionally sloppy and irresponsible with that shit. Check it. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod because I do understand that people go through shit, but there's a way to deal with the shit that you go through because we are all out here trying to adult, trying to make it through to the next day, and we should be grateful about every day that we have. Amen.